So right now, these guys are sparking the grain.
Dan Cochran is the owner of Four Strings Brewery, a craft operation inside Grandview. As he gives me a tour of his brewery, you can tell that he loves his job.
This is just carbon dioxide. There's no pump hooked up to this. There's nothing boiling. That is nothing but CO2 blowing off.
Cochran's showing me the part of the brewing system when the carbon leaves the container and pumps into a bucket of water. For someone who started home brewing small batches of beer in the 90s, this is still one of Cochran's favorite parts of the process.
But yeah, this is all natural. Man has been making beer this way for 6,000 years. It's awesome. I never get tired of seeing that.
Four Strings manufactures about 2,000 barrels of beer a year. Cochran started his company in 2011 at a time when the microbrewing industry really started to take off in Ohio. He says he was part of the first wave of new generation brewers in the Buckeye State. According to the state's Liquor Control Office, Cochran is among 103 registered craft brewers in Ohio. That's more than West Virginia, Indiana, and Kentucky combined. Michigan is on par with 110 microbreweries. And as for Pennsylvania, they don't distinguish between large and small operations, but altogether the state has 149 breweries. In the past couple of years, leaders at the State House have been making moves in hopes of helping the industry. That includes a law that allows people like Cochran to sell their own product inside the brewery.
Brewing is as much an art as a science.
That's Democratic Representative Dan Ramos from Lorain, who's now working on a new bill to loosen the restriction on alcohol limits. Current law says a beer cannot have more than 12% alcohol by volume, or ABV. Ramos wants to raise that bar to 21%.
When you're attempting to make something around a specific level, it doesn't always come out exactly where you want it to go. So we want to basically allow these folks to continue to basically practice their art form, but do so in a way that helps their business.
The bill already has 20 co-sponsors, with several Republicans attached. According to Ramos, West Virginia also has a 12% ABV limit, but for all the other states that border Ohio, they don't have any restrictions on beer.
I know that there are a number of basically specialty and craft beer stores that are just across the border for that reason.
We call that mashing.
And that's important for somebody like Cochran, who's a board member with the Ohio Craft Brewers Association, although it's important to note that the group hasn't issued an official stance on the proposal yet. While he says he would like to take a closer look at the bill, Cochran shared his own personal belief.
Lifting restrictions on Ohio breweries and Ohio brewers is going to be beneficial as business is growing. I think that whatever we can do to be able to put out products that are being produced by breweries in other states can only help us.
The strongest brew at Four Strings is the Double IPA at 9.5 ABV. Cochran says anything at 12% is already pretty strong, but he'd like to see what brewers could come up with.
I think that it's just going to be the challenge of balancing the other elements of the beer with that high alcohol. To say that it can't taste good, I think would be wrong. I think that higher alcohol beer can certainly be enjoyable.
Cochran's encouraged by the recent decisions at the State House that impact his industry and says it's an exciting time to be a microbrewer in the state as the market continues to boom.
I had no idea it was going to be as fast and as big as it was. The last 2 years that I've been in the market, it's just completely exploded. They converted all those starches into sugar.
Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.